David Wayne here with Monitor. Tomorrow marks the start of Consumer Credit Week. Its purpose is to educate consumers on the wise use of credit and the need to pay bills promptly. Now, there are those who will observe it exactly as stated, while others will adapt the rather rude attitude as expressed in the following song by George Martin's orchestra, namely, "Don't Bother Me." Listening to Monitor 66, covering the topical, the musical, and the comical. David Wayne, your host, and later Don Adams will cover the comical. And for the musical, we turn first to Peter Nero, who turns to his piano, which immediately turns into Thunderball. How's that for magic? Please don't forget to set the clock ahead 1 hour before going to bed tonight. Tomorrow marks the arrival of daylight saving time. This next minute marks the arrival of some vital thoughts on timepieces.
Daylight saving time is almost here, so you people who get up with roosters are really in a pickle. How can you set a rooster ahead? By the time you get him retrained, daylight time will be over. Better get a new rooster. Better yet, sell the rooster to a delicatessen and get a Big Ben or a Baby Ben or a Ben Electric. Those are all alarm clocks by West Clocks, the world's largest manufacturer of timepieces. Go to your drug department or jewelry store. Buy a Big Ben or a Baby Ben or a Big Ben Electric by West Clocks and get your pert electric wall clock and save $2.10. Oh, by the way, no trade-ins on used roosters.
We'll run in the Pozo Seco singers here, and they in turn will run through time.
Some people run, some people crawl, some people don't even move at all. Some roads lead home, some roads lead back, some roads are bathed in light, some wrapped in fearful black. Time, time.
On the line for the Mexicali Singers, Don Adams and Lawrence Welk's orchestra. They're all coming up on the Monitor Beacon. You're back with Monitor and David Wayne. Tomorrow afternoon, Barry Nelson will be your host, and among the guests will be singer Vic Damone, whose great interest in automobiles led to his invention called Reviva Driver. It's a fascinating safety device and an interesting story. Jack Benny talks about George Jessel. You'll hear about the biggest trout catch in North America, a 29-pounder. All the regulars will be on hand. Jonathan Winters, Al Capp, Arlene Francis, Nichols and May, Joe Garagiola. Plenty of music, sports, comedy, and good music. Join Barry Nelson tomorrow afternoon on Monitor. On the wall and the voices of the Mexicali singers. Next, Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. Right now, our star is comedian Don Adams, who portrays a trapped killer in the following sketch.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your roving reporter speaking to you from a midtown hotel room where a dangerous killer is trapped by the police. Now I think we might just try to have a few words with the killer.
All right, you dirty rotten coppers, you'll never take me alive. Come on, get me.
Killer.
Killer. You'll never take me alive, you dirty rotten coppers.
Killer.
Come on, get me.
Killer.
Yes.
How are things going, Killer?
Well, it's pretty hard to say at this stage of the game. Gosh, you never can tell. This thing could go one way or the other. You never know with these things, but what the heck, I don't care. I've had a rich, full life.
How old are you?
I'm 14 now.
Gee, you don't look it, Killer.
Well, it's good, clean living. It'll do it every time.
Whoops, I believe the officer out there is going to talk to you.
Hello, Killer! You haven't got a chance! Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you! Can you hear me? Well, get this, coppers! I'm not coming out!
What are your hobbies, Killer?
Public speaking. I like to do a lot of that. Shouting and yelling at cops, that's a lot of fun.
You do it beautifully. Are you a married man,
Killer? Oh, yes, I am, and very happily, too. I have a lovely wife. We get along beautifully.
Where is your wife?
She's trapped in another hotel room across town.
Isn't that a little strange?
Well, there was a convention here at this hotel. We couldn't get a double. I don't want you to think there's anything wrong with the marriage. We're very happy together.
Oh, certainly not.
No,
I understand
don't get that,
that
idea.
Well, gee, Killer, you're in a pretty tough spot here.
I really don't see
that you've got a chance. What are you going to do?
Well, I usually use a shield at this stage of the game.
A shield?
Yes, a little old lady, a kid, something like that.
Gee, Killer, I wouldn't want you to think me presumptuous or anything, but would I do?
Well, I'm afraid not, kid. You're not really big enough for a shield.
Please, Killer. I've never been a shield before, but
beg.
I learned
don't
fast.
Don't beg. If you want to be a shield, I'll give you a try.
Oh, thank you. Now, how do I be a shield?
Well, it's very simple. See, I just put my arm around your neck like this.
Uh-huh.
And you walk out in front of me and take all the bullets. It's a lot of laughs.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, you'll get a bang out of it.
Fine. Well, I'm all ready, Killer.
Yes, are you?
Comfortable?
Yes, fine.
Okay, then let's go.
Okay, let's go. All right, you dirty, rotten coppers. We're coming out. Try and get them.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
I was yelling at the policeman.
Look, kid, I took you on as a shield, not as a partner.
Sorry.
Well, let's try and do this thing right, okay? We'll take it from the top. Let's see if we can do it right, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, coppers, I'm coming out! Shoot me, and the kid gets it!
Yeah, the kid gets it!
Will you come out?
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll go out by myself.
Monitor on stage, and that was Don Adams. Lawrence Welk's orchestra and the In Crowd. Monitor is certainly in, and the whole coast-to-coast crowd listens every weekend because we accompany you at home or on the go, anywhere in the nation. New Yorkers hear us on WNBC. And so ends another Saturday night. But the good sounds continue from all NBC stations, so stay on the line. Until next time, this is David Wayne with kind thoughts and good night.
This is Monitor, over 10 years of service to the NBC radio audience. Can a boy from the Midwest who has painted gravestones, managed Siamese twins, and been a carnival barker become New York's most popular nighttime personality? You bet he can. Listen to Long John Neville, WNBC's Mad Captain Midnight, Monday through Saturday on 660 Radio.